Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Daryl Peel. We're previewing the cattle inventory report in just a moment.
Are you stuck inside but still looking for bargains on new and secondhand goods? Try HiBid.com, the online auction site for just about everything. HiBid.com offers a safe and easy way to find hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. From rare coins to fine jewelry, tools to vintage toys, and classic cars to real estate, HiBid.com has it all. HiBid.com makes it easy to find what you're looking for, and the site's super simple and easy to use. Come to HiBid.com, that's HIBID.com, and start discovering great deals.
OKC West has been serving cattle producers for 30 years across Oklahoma and beyond, offering a premium way to sell your cattle. Mondays at 10 a.m., they sell cows, bulls, and singles. On Tuesdays at 9 a.m., they sell stocker cattle. And on Wednesdays at 9 a.m., feeder steers and feeder heifers are sold. For more information, you can click over to their website, okcwest.com, or give them a call directly at 800-778-9378. OKC West Livestock Market.
It's put together twice a year by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The National Cattle Count, cattle inventory numbers are released based on January 1st data and July 1st information. The January 1st data comes up at the end of the month of January, and it's particularly important to give us a feel as to the number of U.S. beef cows in the United States. Livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel with us today. Daryl, what are your thoughts regarding this upcoming report?
You know, I've worked up my numbers in terms of my expectations, and in general, I think we're looking at a modest slide in cattle inventories, kind of continuing what happened in 2020. You know, if you look at the cow inventory specifically, which is kind of the primary source of supply long term in the industry, beef cow numbers peaked in 2019. They were off a little bit in 2020. I look for them to be off again a little bit in 2021 as of January 1 in that estimates. And generally across the board, slightly tighter numbers with the overall inventory, the feeder supply being down a little bit. You know, we're carrying feedlot inventories close to year-go levels into the new year. But as we go through the year, I think we'll see those numbers tighten up a little bit. We'll really begin to see the impact in terms of feedlot production and beef production show up in 2021. As a result of the tighter numbers that really started in 2019 as we go forward here.
Daryl, as far as some of the indicators that you've been watching this year regarding expansion versus contraction, what do they tell you as we get closer to this report?
You know, it's been a little bit of a challenge, and it is, but if you look at the overall level coming into 2020, so a year ago, we actually had fairly large inventories of beef replacement heifers, which could have suggested that we would not see much liquidation. But as you looked at slaughter numbers through the year, particularly beef cow slaughter, there's kind of mixed bags, and there was so much volatility last year, it made it kind of hard to read those flow data that we get. The bottom line is I would look for the beef replacement heifer number to be down a little bit on a year-over-year basis. Not that it really suggests a lot of liquidation, but really to a level that would be consistent with pretty stable kind of beef inventories. And that's really kind of what I'm looking for at this point in time going forward. I think we could turn around and go either direction, up or down through 2021 and into 2022. It's going to depend on how things play out here in the next few months.
Daryl, I know you also pay a lot of attention to the cow slaughter numbers through the year. What have they been telling you as we get to this report?
Pretty similar to, you know, this last year. Cow slaughter stayed above year-go levels, although towards the end of 2020, it was tailing down to year-earlier levels. Again, it wasn't consistent with the idea of a lot of culling at the end of the year that would suggest liquidation. So the idea of stability here would suggest that we've probably achieved a level of net cow culling in the industry that's consistent with fairly stable numbers. And so I would look for that to continue as we go into 2021.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel, that cattle inventory report, the January 1st, 2021 numbers, will be released on Friday, January 29th. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.